Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Cured. How the Berlin Patients Defeated HIV and Forever Changed Medical Science. Nathalia Holt. Part 1. A Doctor, Two Patients, and Some Tests. Someday, all this will have to be developed, carefully printed, fixed. Christopher Isherwood, Goodbye to Berlin. Chapter 1. The Good Doctor in Denial. The streets were bursting. The crowd at the March on Washington for gay, lesbian, and bi equal rights and liberation became overwhelming. Dr. Heiko Jessen was finding it difficult to remain calm. Over 1 million people attended the rally. It was a sunny, mild day in April 1993. The cherry blossoms were at the end of their bloom, filling the mall with soft pink and white blossoms. The flowers fell from the trees like a fragrant snow, filling the trees with beauty. Jessen needed a quiet spot to himself. He found a solitary bench far from the talks and demonstrations. As he sat, thousands of miles away from his home in Berlin, one circular train of thought occupied his mind. Andrew. While Andrew stood only a few hundred feet away in the crowd, emotionally he was distant. Their relationship was faltering. Andrew had cheated on him, yes, but Jessen forgave him because he loved him. Now Andrew was complaining of a cold. For most people, a family member complaining of a cold is thoroughly normal. For physicians accustomed to easing the fears of their family and friends, a cold is certainly nothing to be worried about. But Jessen is not like most doctors. As Andrew complained of a sore throat, lethargy, a fever, and then a rash, Jessen became increasingly concerned. His thinking was guided by his experience in his small clinic in Berlin. Every day he saw the same constellation of symptoms. He spoke to young men who were battling what appeared to be the flu. Yet, in the back of their minds, was one event. A night spent with a partner they had just met. A party they couldn't quite remember. A struggle to put on a condom. Many patients were highly specific, detailing their exposure, able to remember the day and hour they became infected. This is because an influenza virus didn't cause their illness. It was often another, very different virus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?